On the farm, there's a period of time, anyhow, when you have harvest, and the bounty of the harvest, if you like, gets sold so that you can you can get enough money to keep on farming. So we were looking at harvesting wheat at this particular time, and we had two very large wagon loads of wheat and hundreds of bushels of wheat in these two wagons. So, and the wagon, of course, is a four-wheel vehicle and with a tongue on the thing, and it doesn't back like a normal trailer. You have to sort of anticipate which way the tractor goes and the which way that the tongue goes, because they're sort of opposite that of what you do with a normal trailer. Well, anyhow, Harry Jr., who's the guy that taught me everything I know about machinery and how to maintain machinery and stuff like that, and especially farm machinery. So he would always give me the task of lubricating it, make sure it's running and okay. And then, plus the fact that I got out of his hair for a while. And at any rate, he was trying to, he was enthralled with a girl from the same feed mill over there where we took the wheat. And she was quite a religious person, and demanded that Harry Jr. go to church with her. So, well, anyhow, that Sunday morning, Harry Jr. was in church, and we had to get the wheat into to sell it over at Linworth Farmers Exchange. And the two wagon loads of wheat is what we were necessary in how to get it going. Well, anyhow, so Uncle Harry and I put the wagons together, and Bill, the kids, what I call him, Uncle Bill, my brother Bill. Uncle Bill, he was right there with us and helped us get the wagons together and connect it to this farm all H. And it was not an M, but it was an H. It had a lot of power, but not as much as an M. So off we went to the west, which is down toward, from our farm anyhow, down to Worthington, Ohio, and with those two wagon loads, big wagon loads of wheat. And as Sue asked was one time, you know, well, why wouldn't Uncle Harry drive? Well, he didn't know how to drive it. And Uncle Bill, he was a horse fan, so he didn't know anything about tractors either. So I was the only one that was driving these things. Well, the crutch of the matter of this thing is that the throttle on the tractor was broken, so that you had to set it and you held it there. Well, I couldn't hold it and drive, so you had a pair of vice grips and we just clamped it down. So you got it going at a certain RPM, and that's the way it's going to stay. So off we went, and the trip into Worthington is fairly benign. There's a few hills, but not very much. Okay, they just little dips in the valleys. But up through Worthington and right down through the middle of town, if you like, on one Route 161, when we got to the traffic lights and things like that, why, it wasn't much of a problem. But Uncle Harry blocked off the traffic so that we could go right on through and not stop, and then he'd hop back on the tractor because I wasn't going very fast. But the point is here now that this grade from Worthington down into the Ohtani River Valley there was really steep. So what I did anyhow after I got down through Worthington, I decided to play Harry Jr. And so was driving along in what we call fifth gear, because that was sort of the road gear for the Farmall H. And I flipped it out of fifth gear, and it started down the hill. And it began to pick up speed pretty quickly. And we got two wagon loads a week that, and they're coming along pushing pretty hard. And the problem there is, of course, jackknifing, if it ever occurred, you're gone. You lose everything, and there's a lot of people would have been hurt very rapidly. And Uncle Harry demanded, almost demanded, like a voice out of heaven, "Bob, you're not Harry Jr. You got to stop this thing now." And I don't know, I recognized the voice telling me, "Yeah, you got to stop it." So I started putting on the brakes. I tried to work it back into fifth gear. I couldn't get into fifth gear. It was going too fast. And so I finally got the thing back into fifth gear. Now the tractor was helping brake the wagons from behind. And we finally made it to the bottom of the grade safely. And still tractor running at the same speed. And then, of course, then out of the Treasure River Valley there up toward Linworth, that was really a very steep hill because it was, I don't know, a little bit more steeper. The grade was steeper than the one to the valley. So Uncle Harry had a big block, and Uncle Bill, my brother Bill, had another big block. And each one of them followed me up the hill. Then I put it down in low gear, first gear, low gear, and it was slow, but it was steady. And we crept up that hill. And what they were doing was, if we had to, they could block the wheels on those wagons. Now, whether or not they would ever stop those wagons from going back down the hill or not, I have no idea. But they were following me up, right up the hill, and Uncle Harry flagged all the traffic at the top of the hill and got them all stopped, and we crept right on through and never stopped till we got to the Linworth feed mill there. And fortunately, the God was watching over me. He watches over me. I was so many times, and I get into real trouble. He's right there picking me up and carrying me right along, just like you see 2 feet tracks in the sand. Now you only see one. Yeah, he's carrying me. Anyhow, we got there, and they wanted me to back the wagons in to the feed mill so that they could open the doors, keep the doors open to the grain elevator. And what they did was backed it up to the grain doors, and then there's a hoist that they unhooked the wagon, and there was a hoist that lifted them up. And I told him, I said, "Well, I can try it, but it's going to be tough with a broken throttle." And they finally decided, well, okay, you didn't need to do that. So they closed the doors, let me drive the wagons across the grain elevator doors. And so I went across the doors and stopped, and of course into it, and they unhooked it, and they raised they opened the doors again, but they raised that wagon up, and then the wheat come out of the thing. And they always took grain samples as you dumped your wheat, and that was to dock you for weeds and bad grain and stuff like that. Any mold or anything like that would have shown up as it comes out of the wagon. And so we got both of them, and I don't remember too much about the trip back to the farm, but it was certainly uneventful by comparison to what it was on the way to the feed or the grain elevator. And that was a real experience, and I just thought, thank God that nobody was ever hurt, and we all got back safely, and the grain got sold, and it was good quality stuff, and made enough money apparently to keep the farm going. Thank you.